So I want to welcome everybody who is now listening and watching our interview. I today have the great joy and honor to be together with Agathi. Agathi, a very warm welcome to you.
I'm very honored to be here with you.
Yeah. And Agathi, you are an international speaker, a workshop trainer, a coach, a facilitator, and all what you do, all your work is really centered about the heart, because what we both have in common, that we really have this experience and this understanding that the heart is really our unique and special doorway into oneness, into a special kind of intelligence, and it holds a certain nutrition for us. This is just my words, what I would describe. And I'm so curious to hear, before we maybe go into some details, what is your story that you became so interested in this topic, and basically all your life is dedicated to the work with the heart?
I would say it's a normal story. My experience of being here today, of being connected with what I am doing today. And it's funny because I started off as I studied law. I was a practicing lawyer, and I thought for maybe the biggest part of my life as a, you know, teenager maybe, that I had to be very, very logical. I had to build my life in this way, you know, in this mental way. What am I supposed to be doing in my life? It has to be something that will provide me with what I need. It has to be something that is respected, you know, something that I love, something that brings justice, something that, you know, helps. And this is how I had ideas about what I wanted to do. And I did that. And I, you know, studied and I worked and I went into what I felt I was guided to, and it was law. And I was a practicing lawyer, so I used to go to court every day and, you know, do all the things that normal lawyers do. And at some point, when I achieved what I thought was what I needed to, I felt that I was still missing something. So I wasn't where I thought I would be, or I didn't feel the fulfillment that I thought these things would bring to me. But everything that I was getting from the environment was that this is what you need to have a happy life, right? So this was the example that I was given to. This is what I was being taught. Career, you know, partnership, you know, all these things. And I had everything. I had everything I wanted. But I still felt something missing. And it's funny because once I realized that I was still missing something, then the door opened. Mm. And everything came flooding in, guiding me to what was that I was missing. And I was invited, you know, by friends to join workshops that were about well-being, that were about our true nature. I was invited to meditation sessions. So it's funny because what do we, you know, usually say, when you're ready, I usually say, when you're ready, when you ask, it will come to you. And Bible says, you know, if you ask and you shall receive. And it's true. The moment you have the question, what am I missing? It's going to come to you. The moment you ask, who am I, who I truly am, it's going to come to you. And for me, I found what I was missing. I found what I was missing when I reconnected with my true self, with who I truly am, when I went beyond my personality, right? Because I used to identify myself as my personality. And that was very limiting because I realized that I would put myself in this box. And if I wasn't one of the things that I put in this box, then I suddenly was questioning myself. I was judging myself. Why aren't you what you're supposed to be? So opening up this door and going beyond the personality into the truth, into the heart, open up a whole new world. And my journey here was, you know, once you find your truth, you can never go back. You can never forget. You can try to ignore, but you can never forget. So, and usually it's a whole huge experience because it shakes everything that you thought was real. And for me, this is what happened. Once I opened the door and I asked, what is it that I'm missing? Everything was started shaking. Everything was falling apart, if you would like. And there was this huge transformation. And for me, it was, I started, you know, meditating on my own. And this is how I've had my experiences. This is how I understand the world. This is how I understand life. This is how I understand the heart. Through meditation, going deeper and deeper. And the heart is inevitably, you will come to the heart. So the deeper you go, there is a point where you're going to arrive there. Because the heart, for me, in my understanding and in my experiences, is the base. And this is where everything grows from. This is where oneness comes from. This is where unity is. So coming to the heart, you have no choice but to follow your heart. And for me at that point, following my heart was changing also whatever I was doing in my life. And I started slowly doing workshops. I've worked with Drumbalo Melchizedek. And I did his teacher training course, and then I have worked with the HeartMath Institute. And all of this combined, it's, you know, brought me, Daniel Middle and his work. They brought me where I am today, which is actually sharing my experiences, sharing the understanding of the heart, sharing that our true base is the heart. And once you tap into that, nobody can stop you from creating anything that your heart images, anything that your heart dreams of.
Yeah, and in my experience, there is also kind of a substance there, although it's not material, it's not really a substance, but for me it feels really like a deep true nourishment coming from this realm, so to speak, and it's unconditional, the substance. You can tap into it whenever, wherever you are, whenever you want, and it has such a richness which I wouldn't found in any stuff, in any things, in a way.
Yeah, it's wholeness. It's something that is truly real. And it accompanies you everywhere you are. So even though we live in a busy world and we have so many things going on and, you know, I feel time is running. Everything is moving so fast. Sometimes it's morning and then I realize it's almost, you know, it's nighttime and I'm thinking, oh my God, how did this day go by so fast? So it's funny because it's just flowing and flowing. But then the moment you stop, the moment you close your eyes and you tap into your heart, you tap into this vibration, this energy of your heart, this oneness. There is no time. There is stillness. And it's nurturing. It's fulfilling. And it's, it's a unique experience. And it is an experience because sometimes people ask, how is it, you know, to be in your heart? And you can spend days describing your experience, but then for each person, it's so unique. And that's the way you go back to it. Because once you have this experience, then it's always there. It's in your DNA. It's part of you.
Mm-hmm.
So you can come back to it any moment.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it feels for me like a certain frequency, or if you would have a radio station, you can tune to a certain frequency, and if you really have it, you know it. It also doesn't take really time. You can just be there in an instant. And so it's really so. I mean, I had periods. I would say I experienced it the first time kind of really aware when I was about 17. I entered just a space where I would say ageless, also not touched by any outer circumstances, and just kind of heaven on earth in a way. But I kind of, it was an interesting experience, but I also wasn't fixed on it, although it was really special. But I kind of, then I was out of this frequency for some years, but then came a period where I would visit it again and again and again. And then of course came a part where I just said, no, I it's just so beautiful and so nourishing. I just wanna visit it more regularly and more often, and it becomes more easy. And Agati, I mean, you are a specialist in that with the work from HeartMath Institute. I just yesterday had an interview with Rollin McCrady from the HeartMath Institute.
Beautiful.
And also with the work from Drunmalo Melchizedek. So I'm really curious to hear from you, because there are very different techniques which would help us and guide us. And also there is this beautiful book from Daniel Mittal and Drunmalo Melchizedek, the Journeys into the Heart, which is a collection of different journeys into the heart. So is there any unique method you would like to talk about, and maybe also even guide us a bit into it?
It's there. So as the Journeys into the Heart talks about, as Drunmalo spoke, HeartMath is doing, you know, different techniques. It's there are billion even ways to go to the heart, and each person resonates with different ways. So the end, where you're going to arrive is going to be the same. The journey might be totally different for each person. And before I tell you about the way that maybe I resonate or I prefer, or I'm using more, I would like to say about the heart and about this beautiful work by Drumbalo, by Daniel, and by the HeartMath Institute, how it marries with each other. Because I started off by I started off by watching Drumbalo's interviews, right? So I was at home and I was watching Drumbalo talking about, you know, the changes that are happening in the planet. And it, for me at the time, and this was, I don't know, 15 years ago, I was thinking that, oh, it makes so much sense. Why isn't this mainstream?
Yes, absolutely.
Why are the, you know, the news broadcasts telling me all stuff?
I also thought this should be broadcasted in the news, on the TVs. Everyone should know it. I had the same reaction.
So I was, you know, why isn't it there? And then going deeper into Drumbalo's work, right, which is the heart, living in the heart, right, where you start from the heart, and then the different ways and of going there, and how it is, how is your experience. It was amazing. It was unique. And Daniel and Drumbalo put this book together with different ways. So there is not just one way to be there, which is, so what happens is the heart is a state of being, right? So as you said, it's a vibration. So once you are in your heart, once you are connected with your heart, then you are living in this specific vibration, which is higher than where you would be living if you were just, you know, focused on your brain, living in the outer reality, right? And then you have, obviously, your heart is functioning, or the electromagnetic field of the heart is in a different way. The brain waves are different as well. So there is ton and ton of research about it. And what HeartMath does, which is beautiful, is HeartMath explains the science part of some of the being in the heart. So HeartMath says, and I'm sure that Roland has spoken about these things, that there is a state where your heart and your brain are working together. And then you have the biggest electromagnetic field on the body is the field of the heart. So suddenly you have this huge electromagnetic field that's coming from the heart. And you go back into the spiritual side of it, which the heart was always talked about in so many ancient texts. And so many ancient texts were never understood, because what happens is you have to have the experience to be able to understand what is saying there. And for so long, we, humanity, have been disconnected by all of this. And we were trying to create our world and our life just by thinking logically, just by using the mind, just by using logic. And this has brought us into, you know, different conclusions.
Quite a mess.
But it was because of the disconnection. And today I feel that we are at that point where people are starting to realize that we have to connect. And we have to connect the heart and the brain. And they have to work together. Because science says that the heart sends more messages to the brain than the brain sends to the heart. So how can you ignore all this wisdom that comes from the heart? You're not full, you're not complete. So people are coming to, you know, realizing this more and more, that there is something better, that there is something more. And once you come to your heart, then that would be opening the door to true creation of your life, to a creation that comes from unity, from oneness. And as we said, you know, there are many ways. And my favorite way is the heart imagery way. So heart imagery is something that I am, is part of my teaching. It's part of the School of the Heart workshops as well. It's, and I find that it's a simple and amazing, amazing technique to work first, to go to your heart, and then from there to clear out so many things, or to connect the cosmos with yourself, to connect realities. So it works like a bridge. So heart imagery connects your heart with your brain. It connects the images that are coming from your heart, and it clears out, you know, patterns and belief patterns, if you'd like, that we've kept so strongly and hold on to because this is what was given to us by society, by culture, by, you know, our environment.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and what I love about heart imagery especially is that it's yet simple but so powerful and so direct. And I just want to mention it. My partner and I, we had 1 year, I guess it's 2 or 3 years ago, where we had this book from Daniel with the heart imagery. And there are many, many imagery journeys in there. And we would, just for 1 year, we would meet every evening and would read to each other. The one would read, the other would go into the journey, and then we would change. And that was such a beautiful, amazing journey together, and also being with this, so powerful and deep and beautiful way together. It also nourished our relationship beautifully. So I really love it.
It's amazing. I've started an online heart imagery course. So it's once per month, and we have a group of people from all over the world that join. And I started this maybe 7-8 months ago. So I had 7-8 sessions with these people, and the feedback, the testimonials that they share, it's amazing. So their journeys and how their everyday life has changed. And I was telling them at our last session, because I get a lot of emails from them, you know, telling me their journeys and what's happening. I said, it's amazing if you think that we just dedicate 1.5 hour once per month going through this journey together, and the changes that they have seen in their daily lives and the changes that they've realized about themselves, it's unique. That's what I would say. It's unique, and it's so easy. I do heart imagery with my son, and he's 7, and he loves it. And he closes his eyes, and he's going, you know, he's watching all these images changing. And then he comes to me. He came to me one day, and he was doing an exercise with Daniel. So he came to me and he said, Mom, let me show you this exercise. I said, okay. So he said, you have to close your eyes and do this. And he guided me through the whole exercise, the whole heart imagery exercise. And it was so amazing, because the images that were coming from him, right, his energy guiding the whole exercise, was just so different than anything else, and so vivid. It was a, you know, these simple things, these things that we can teach our children, these things that we are, you know, learning at a at a different age. But it's so beautiful, and it changes the realities of what we believe is true and what not. So I think that's a huge step for opening up and finding, remembering our heart. It's really
good. Agati, if one would be interested in joining heart imagery with you, is it can one just reach you, or do you have a close group, or could people also join you?
I have, so we have all the information at the school's website. It's theschooloftheheart.com. And under events, we have online events, which is where the heart imagery online is, and all the information with the sessions. We also have heart imagery courses. Now in the school, we have more than 100 teachers around the world teaching heart imagery, so they could join any of the workshops that are happening all around the world. Of course, see our program. And then I have my own website, which is Agathi, my name, .net. And the whole program is there with the online events, with any workshops that are coming up.
Right. We'll also provide the links to all of that.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. I always say it's a blessing.
Yeah.
You know, whatever I am doing today, it's something that is truly transformative for me.
Yes.
So what I say at workshops, I said, I hope you know, or the sessions, I hope you enjoy it because I've enjoyed so much. And that for me, it's so important because my heart is there truly. And time flies when we're doing, you know, this kind of things. It's not a work. It's not a work in a sense of you don't labor. Let me put it this way. We've been taught all our lives that you have to work so hard. You have to bleed. You have to sweat to create what we perceive is success in this three-dimensional world, which is most of all is money. So everything is, you know, how much money do you have? That's success today. And I always felt that I don't like this idea. I never liked it. It never rang true to me. And I've realized throughout the years and throughout my life that flowing, you know, creating with your heart, putting your heart, whatever you're doing, love what you're doing. Be totally there. And what will come out of that, it's something that you are not able to imagine. It's beyond imagination. So today I find that whatever I'm doing in the life that I'm living, it is beyond my imagination. I would have never thought of myself doing what I'm doing today, traveling the world, meeting all these amazing people, having all these amazing sharings and experiences, and then still making or having whatever I need, having abundance. And I wouldn't have, and I would limit myself if I would, you know, I would condition it. But once you love whatever you're doing and you just allow it to flow, then the gifts that, you know, oneness has for us are amazing.
Thank you for sharing that with us. I hope this also encourage people watching us here really trusting the power of the heart and really relaxing and surrendering into its wisdom and being guided by it. And as you beautifully shared, your life path was a very different years ago than it is right now. And you have such an abundant and fulfilling life. So, yeah, so this is kind of, I hope, inspiring for many people.
I hope. It's funny you said inspiring, because that's for me is the most important thing, in a sense of being inspired. And inspiration also means empowerment, because once you hear something that inspires you, creates this warmth inside of you, it touches your heart, and suddenly you are motivated. You are ready to do what's right for you. And I think our world lacks inspirational people. Not successful people, not people with a lot of money, not people that made businesses and they made millions. There are many, but they're inconsequential to your private life. Inspiration comes from a person you meet on the street and that person shares something or does an act and you feel inspired and you want to do better and you want to do good. Or, I don't know, listening to people and how much they love what they're doing and love what they're sharing and sharing with an open heart. I find that's the most, this is how I felt. This is how I resonate. But if I listen to somebody and that person inspires me in whatever they are doing in their own way, it could be not relevant to me, the act, but the way the sharing is so inspirational, that for me is all the money in the world.
Yeah. Or I have it also often when I just have the chance to be and observe and see people when they just do what they love to do. And it can be dancing. It can be cleaning a floor. It can be working in the garden. It doesn't matter. But when I see that this person really is in tune and open and in love with what he or she is doing, it has a certain quality in it where sometimes it brings tears into my eyes, because I always have this feeling, this is how life is meant to be. This is how we meant to be, to live our lives.
This is exactly the truth. You know, sometimes we have people coming to our workshops and they feel so good, right? Because they connect with their heart. They have people around them that are supportive. The energy is supportive there. It feels nurtured. And they come to us and they say, you know what? I love being here so much and I love this life and the spiritual side of our lives. And this is what I want to do in life. And I'm going to quit my job and I'm going to do this. And that's I wouldn't say a trap, but in a way it is, because you're here and this is how you're feeling because you're doing something you love. We sometimes don't like our jobs or don't like what we're doing because we don't put any love into it. We don't put our hearts into it. So the idea wouldn't be to change and go, because the spiritual world and working in this area is not as, I would say, easy as people would think, right? So people have a perception, a different, you know, idea about it than how it truly is, because it takes a lot of, you know how it is, takes a lot of dedication, takes a lot of hours, you know, and everything from that. So what I always say is go back and do whatever you're doing. Don't quit your job. Go do whatever you're doing. Do it with love. See how that transforms. And many times when people have gone back and done that with love and done whatever they're doing with so much love, that transformed into maybe a different job, that transformed into something that they truly, truly loved and they created through that. So anything that you are doing with love, as you said, you know, you said anything that people do, it could be gardening, it could be cleaning, it could be being a lawyer, it could be, you know, anything. When you do it with love, that's when it's going to transform. And this is our offering. We don't all need to be doing the same thing. Each one of us is unique and we have different gifts to give and different purpose or service to offer the world. And the common thing in everything, and it doesn't matter what it is your heart to be there, to love it, to do it with all your heart. And this is how we change the world. This is how we grow. This is how we evolve. People speak about, you know, they speak about ascension and the transitions that are happening. And it's true, there are transitions that are happening. The earth is changing. Our planet, the vibration is changing. We can see, you know, all the things that are happening around us. And there are so many things today telling people, you have to do this, and you have to activate this, and you have to do this and that. And there's like a set of rules that you need to follow to transition, which is a natural flow and natural transition, right? So it's funny how we bring even that, even the changes, we still bring them into our little box, and you know, we frame it nicely and all these things.
Yeah.
And what's not understood today is that it's very simple. Love everything you're doing. Love whatever you are doing. Just be in love. And this is how you're going to transition. This is how you're going to grow. This is how you're going to evolve. This is how you will ascend.
Mm.
It's so simple and it's so beautiful. The same time.
Yeah, and what also comes to my mind while I'm listening to your beautiful words is that there's no need to know, there's no need to be in control of. There's no, I just had this image from the caterpillar transitioning or mutating, becoming a butterfly. Doesn't look all the time in a manual or Google or do anything. It's just surrender to the process and it's happening.
Googling, who is going to help me do this? Who can change me?
Yeah, that's funny.
Oh. Yeah, but it's because we understand, or majority of people try to understand the changes that are happening. From a polarized perspective or from a three-dimensional perspective. And this is not how, you know, how it is.
Mm.
This is not how it's created. This is not how change is going to happen.
Mm-hmm. And I just remember also an interview I heard just a few weeks ago from Drunwalo, and I guess it was with you and Daniel, where Drunwalo also said that the only thing what is needed, that you are really truly in your heart, and then all the information what is needed in a certain moment while things are happening, you will receive the information and you will know how to be and what to do.
it's all already there for us. What happens is that we don't have access to it when we're not in the heart.
Yeah.
And it's so simple because, again, the heart is something, or being in the heart, being connected with your heart, it's something that is the most natural way for us to be. The most natural way for us to be is to be inside love, right? Is to be connected with this energy. And today you have research that's saying, you know, about emotions, how when you feel love, how when you feel happy, how your body is working better, how your brain waves are, you know, are different. And you get the, you know, the logical part there. This is how it works. It's your body is changing when you're in this state. And there are so many other things that are changing that science hasn't been able to understand. But what happens is that once you're in the heart, because you're in oneness, you have access to everything. So all information, everything that exists is there for us. There's nothing hidden. There is nothing that is just for certain people. There is nothing that is, you know, exclusive to somebody. If you are in this state, you can have access to everything, all information, experiences, stories, history, whatever, in the whole oneness that you need for your purpose, for your life path. So it's all there. We are all created knowing, being all one. So we are never missing anything.
Mm.
I was in this talk, it was some time ago, and it was funny because there was somebody talking about their journey, and this, it was a lady, and she said, we're all imperfect. And we should be always know that we are, you know, we're going to be imperfect. And she meant it in a nice way, in a way that, you know, it's okay. You don't need to be perfect and, you know, striving. And for me, it was a shock. It was, whoa, how could people feel they are imperfect? How can we go through life feeling very imperfect? Because we are created perfect. We are created. We are divine. We are part of divinity. We are part of oneness. We're always perfect. No matter what, no matter what we do, we're always perfect. And how can a person go throughout their lives without knowing or seeing the divinity in them, the perfection in them? And you see, with children, people love children. They're so beautiful. They're so innocent. They're so divine. And then suddenly, as we grow up, we forget to see the divinity in us, but it's still there. Might have a bit more coverage by all the things that we are carrying with us, but it's still there. You are as beautiful as you were the moment you were born, the moment before you came into this body. You're always there. And I think that's the whole, you know, that's the whole truth. And once you come back to that, you're everywhere. You have everything. There is, everything is coming, flowing with you.
Thank you for reminding us. Yeah.
It's a shame you can't go through life not knowing that.
Yeah. Beautiful. And now I myself and maybe other people as well are really curious to your heart imagery guidance.
Of course, we can go into the heart using the heart imagery way, and maybe, yeah, from there, a short imagery exercise. What I want to say before we do that is that for people that don't know about imagery or heart imagery, is that imagery is always shorter. So it's not a meditation, which you stay, the longer you stay, the deeper you go. For imagery, the images are given in a shorter time frame. And at the same time, it's just images. It's like playing, right? It's a very childlike activity. So just use your imagination, everybody, you know, using our imagination and seeing all the images that are coming. And that's the fun. It's simple and easy. Okay, so what we were going to do is, first of all, we're going to close our eyes and sit up straight. So we try to keep our feet straight without crossing. Then our hands the same way. We keep our spine straight. And at the same time, we relax our body. So we relax our face. We relax our hips, we relax our legs, our arms. And then we start breathing slowly. So we inhale slowly and we exhale slowly. We just keep our attention to our breath. And now, take three deep breaths and exhale long and slow from your mouth. With every exhalation, see all your worries and all your problems going away. And now see that your body is like a house, a big house, a big, beautiful house. And you're in this top room of this house, which is the room of the brain. So see yourself in this room. And in front of you, there is a staircase that goes down to the area of your heart. So you want to take the stairs and go down. You just start by going slowly, slowly, one step at a time. Notice your journey going down the stairs. And once you arrive at the bottom of the stairs, towards your left, there is a door. There's this big, beautiful door. And this is the door of your heart. Open this door and step inside your heart. And remember to close the door behind you. Now feel or sense the energy of your heart. Feel the softness and the sweetness of this energy. In front of you, there is a path. It's a forest path. So you start walking on this forest path. And you see around you the trees and the flowers. You can hear the birds and the sounds of the forest as you're walking on this path. And in front of you as you're walking, there is a clearing. So you want to go to this clearing. And once you arrive at this clearing, you just sit down. In front of you, there is a box. This box is for you. It contains all your memories. Take this box and open it and see your memories, the memories you are holding on to, one by one. See the memories that you still want to keep, that they're beneficial for you. And keep them. And see the memories you don't need anymore. And let them go. Give them back to Mother Earth. And once you are done sorting through your memories and viewing them, keeping or letting them go, you can put the box down and close it. And I want you to look at your body Can you see your hands? And look at your body. Notice if you're wearing any clothes, if you have pockets in your clothes. And if you do, notice if in those pockets you are carrying with you any emotions. It could be in your clothes, it could be on your body. So check if you're carrying with you emotions, feelings. And if you have, take a look at them and watch whether you still need them or not. If they're beneficial for you or not. And if they are, you can keep them. But if they're not, you can let them go. You can give them back to Mother Earth. We take a breath in and we exhale slowly. And when you're ready, you can open your eyes. It's funny, I just opened my eyes and I realized where I am and what we are doing. I was totally not here.
Same for me. Same for me. I was totally in the forest.
It's so interesting how you're not here, you're not away. I opened my eyes and I remembered, oh, we're having this interview now. It was suddenly not there.
Yeah. Very beautiful, because I really felt a subtle but really nice cleansing happening. Yeah. Without having anything really rationally in mind, but on a very subtle level, a deep cleansing. Yeah. And I guess it continues.
It does continue, and it's done in the way, you know, you describe. It's not, you can't really pinpoint it, you can't really, you know, but it's working there subtly, and it is changing. It's in so many different ways, and it's nice, it's easy, it's, you know, it's not something that you feel, oh, it's so, you know, it's so difficult or it's so unpleasant, because it's not unpleasant. And at the same time, it changes your emotional body, it changes your mental body, and then of course it changes your physical body.
Thank you for sharing this with us. I really love it. And yeah, I'm a great fan of heart imagery, and maybe you who are listening, watching us, you also got a taste of it and an experience of it. And as Agathi said, there are many opportunities to continue to go deeper, to explore this work of the heart. And you said you now have more than 100 teachers?
We do. We have more than 100 teachers that are spread all around the world, from Europe to North America. Then we have South America as well, Australia. It's, we are growing the heart. The transition, yeah, is growing, and our teachers are beautiful, beautiful beings that are sharing the workshops. They're sharing heart imagery workshops, and they're sharing journeys into the heart workshops. That are, so the journeys into the heart are based on the book of Drumvalo and Daniel.
Mm-hmm.
And beautiful, beautiful, you know, pockets of going deeper inside. And I find that it's so interesting, you know, the people that come together in a workshop, the connections that they have, how they bond, and how even after, you know, time, we might go back into a country maybe 2 or 3 years later, and we have people from the first workshop, from the previous workshop, that are became friends, that are supporting each other, that are connecting with each other, which is unique. It's the connections that you have in this type of experiences are so much deeper than anything that we were taught, that it's, you know, the closest connection. Mm-hmm. Because it's the heart-to-heart connection.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for me, this is really a really true intimacy where we dare meet, because we are so much in our pureness, in our innocence, in what we love. So if we come together there, we really meet from deep place to deep place. So yeah,
I remember I went to workshops before I started teaching in Egypt, and it was maybe 40 Egyptian ladies and men, and I was maybe the only foreigner with another lady, and I felt like home. I was with my family. It was so nice.
Yeah, wow. That. Oh, thank you for saying that, because it's really age, nationality, money, intellect, all of that doesn't count. It's not important. Yeah.
It's so not important. It's once you step beyond that, once you go deeper inside, that nothing else matters, and it's your heart that connects, and you have, you know, these people that you might meet once in your life, and suddenly you feel, oh, you feel so close, you connect, you share, you support each other. It's, yeah, it's so much deeper than many other things.
Mm. Yeah, so I hope we could inspire our audience and make you curious. And I guess you could get a taste of the quality of it because I felt it really very much there. It's very an energetic quality, which is in our being together like that. So, and Agathi, I just want to give you the chance to, if there is anything else you want to share as a closing command to our time together, you are really very welcome to do so.
What I would like to share is just my love, and maybe not advice, but maybe an experience that I've learned. Follow your heart for everybody. That's the truth. Don't, I know I'm, you know, sometimes I'm, because I'm doing workshops and we share experiences and I'm telling people my experience, but I always say, you know, don't take what I say. That is your reality. You have to find your own truth. You have to find your own reality. You have to find your own way of understanding life and yourself. And that comes only through your experience. I find that my role is to help people to have this experience, to figure it out on their own, not for me to tell them. My experience, my life, my understanding is my own. And it's from the way that I see, and people we see differently. We're unique. We are beautiful this way, and we don't want to be the same. So what I would say is for everybody, just to listen to your heart, tap into your heart, Let go of the emotional component of, you know, sadness and happiness. Let go of the mental pattern of I need to, or I should, or I am and I'm not. Just listen to your heart, because it's true, and it will guide you to where you need to go and what you need to do. And that's the true teaching from beginning of existence on this planet and until everything changes. That's going to be it. It's going to be listen to your heart, connect with your heart, be in your heart.
Thank you so much, Agathi, for sharing your love with me, your love with everyone watching us. Thank you so much.
I want to thank you and everybody who was with us and everybody who's watching and really enjoyed. And truly it's been an honor for me to be here with you.
All the best to you, and I hope I am able to meet you somewhere for some workshop or training you give. So I'm really looking forward.
Me too. I'll show you soon.